Exercising Democracy. Hi, I'm Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. Several hundred New Mexicans gathered at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe Tuesday, and News Director Melody Elwell was there, exercising their right to rally and stand in solidarity with protesters in Wisconsin. The rally was organized by the New Mexico Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. Representatives from different unions were present, including firefighters and emergency responders like this one.
My name's Michael Dreisel. I'm a fireman, a paramedic with the Albuquerque Fire Department, and we've got a couple of things that are just coming through the floor that we're vested in. Our interests, very important to us that we make an influence. It's going to work out good for the entire nation of firefighting.
The rally began slowly and good-naturedly. Attendees sang Woody Guthrie songs with harmony and sincerity. The pace did pick up when politicians began to speak, some with reasoned tones and others who seemed to voice the frustration being felt by the overworked and underpaid, not only in New Mexico, but across the world. Things really fired up when Albuquerque Senator Cisco McSorley took the microphone and said Republicans have ignored the facts regarding union clout for far too long.
For 75 years, unions have been winning elections, and the Republicans ignored the election results. They win one damn election, and now they want to take over. To hell with them!
It should be noted that McSorley has experienced a fresh political shakeup. He's being replaced by Senator Richard Martinez, an Espanola Democrat, as head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Rally organizers suggested that perhaps there ought to be rallies like this one across the state. That's their story, and they are sticking with it. New Mexico Gas Company representatives made a presentation to Town of Taos Mayor Darren Cordova and the council at the regular meeting. That was on Tuesday. The 17-page PowerPoint presentation spells it out. The very last bullet point of the conclusion, there are issues within the natural gas industry that need to be addressed. According to the company presentation, the causes of the outage are the same ones that have maintained throughout the whole hearing process. The unprecedented disruption of gas supplies resulting from electric system and gas field and pipeline equipment problems in Texas, coupled with frozen gas wellheads in the San Juan Basin, were the issue. Another component of their message is the company is now in the process of identifying improvements they need to make to the communication systems and procedures. More needs to be done. U.S. Senator Jeff Bingaman was in Taos Tuesday as well and met with the Town of Taos officials about the natural gas outage crisis. He said more must be done by the New Mexico Gas Company to remediate the damages caused for individuals, businesses, area jurisdictions, too. He pledged to do what he could do to help. Bingaman also visited Taos Pueblo to acknowledge the important Abeda water settlement. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.